Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalmi Shabbos daf Lamed Tes, and we are starting near the top with the Halacha Gimel and the Vilna Sura daf. It's Lamed Beis Amud Aleph on the top. And today's daf is sponsored Lilu Nishmas Marsh Merim Sarah Basi Yaakov Moshe. Her neshama should have an aliyah. And the Mishnah asks, Umama Eino Yaitza. What is the animal not allowed to go out with on Shabbos? Lo Yaitza Golem Mitoteles. A camel cannot go out with him Mitoteles. We'll explain what that is in the Gemara. Lo Akud V'Lo Ruggle. It can't go out Akud Ruggle, which is two different ways of tying up its legs so that it doesn't run away, and that's because it's considered a Shmir Yaseira. That's too much of a Shmir. It's not necessary. Therefore, it's a Masoi. And machin shar kol behema, this applies to all other animals, not just camels. The mission continues. Loik shir kamalim zebazev yimshaych. One is not allowed to tie camels to each other. Let's say he has 10 camels. He can't tie 1 to 2, 2 to 3, so on and so forth, and then pull the last one because it looks like he's going out to do his work. Avo machnas chaval msaych yaday yimshaych. But he is allowed to put all of their individual ropes into his hand and pull them. As long as he doesn't wrap these ropes around his hand. And that's because it could be one of them is going to be made out of wool, the other out of linen, and that's Isra of kalayim of shatness. So therefore, as long as he just holds them in his hand, and he doesn't wrap them around his hand, he could pull them this way. The Gemara quotes the Mishnah from and the question is, what is a mitoteles? This is like a pillow of sorts that smooths out its bump. It basically makes it easy to ride so that the camel's hump isn't in the way, and we're afraid that this pillow is going to fall off and that he's going to carry a dalanam. That's why it's also for it to go out like this. We continue explaining the Mishnah. Akud, what's this? Biyade achas, it's tied by the front leg, and again, that's so it can't run away. And ruggle, b'shte raglov, this means both of the back legs are tied, and that also prevents it from running away. Continue to explain, we said, Lo yikshar gamalim zebzev yimshach. So Amrav Bahi explains, why is this? As we said in the Mishnah, Ibn Achashad, because suspicion. Shelo yu oimrin, we don't want people to say, Ish plenty yetzi lasas mlachta b'shabbos, this guy went out to go do his work on Shabbos. Anytime you see a picture of someone leading camels in the desert, it's always like this. One camel tied to the next, tied to a third, fourth, and fifth, so on and so forth, and the guy's holding only the strap of the lead camel, and that looks like he's going out to do his work, so that's why he can't go out with this on Shabbos. It's not a carrying issue, it's just a Myers Ayin issue. Now going on to the next part of the Mishnah, where we said that even though he's allowed to hold the individual ropes in his hand, he can't wrap them around his hand. And the Gemara explains, as we explained, Asiyomer, he tells us, this is an issue of kalayim, of shatness. If one of them is wool, the other is linen, and he wraps around his hand, so that's a problem of shatness, which is why he can't do so. Now going back to discuss a carrying issue, Rav Yehuda B'Shem Shmuel Amar, he says, miyadai asur. To have the rope dangling out of his hand, that's asur. That's considered a masu, it's like he's carrying. Whereas mitzavar behema, mutar. To have the rope dangling a little bit off of the neck of the animal, that's not a problem. Why? And pay attention to the girsa change. She'in l'behema masui b'shabes. Because the animal itself doesn't have an isser of carrying a load on Shabbos. A person has to make sure not to put a load on an animal, but the animal itself doesn't have this isser. And since it's normal for the rope to be dangling a little bit from the animal's neck, it's not considered a masui and there's no problem. Continue to discuss this. Karach l'tzavar behema aser. If he's holding the rope, but there's a lot of slack in between him and the animal, so the rope is dangling a lot, that's aser. However, m'sholshol mitzavar behema mutar. If the rope is just dangling from the neck of the animal itself, that's no problem. Now, Rav Huna, Rabbi Yehuda, Trey, and B'Shem Shmuel, they both argue in the name of Shmuel. Chanamer 1 says, Miyadai Aser, Mitzar Behema Mutar. To have extra rope dangling out of his hand, that's Aser, but to have extra rope dangling out of the neck of the animal, that's fine. V'charna Machlef, and the other one switches it around, then if it's dangling out of his hand, it's no problem, and if it's dangling off of the animal's neck, it is a problem. Continue to explain this. Mandamar Miyadai Aser, the one that says that it's Aser coming out of his hand, that's Mishom Masui B'Shabbos. It's considered like he's carrying a load on Shabbos. There's no reason to have this extra rope coming out of his hand, so therefore it's considered a matzoi. However, mitzavar behema mutter, shein behema matzoi b'shabbos. To have a little bit of rope coming out of the animal's neck, that's fine, because the animal itself doesn't have an issue to carry a matzoi. Uman demar miyadei mutter, but according to the one where it's allowed to be dangling out of his hand, that's b'pnei she'i efsher. It's impossible. If he's walking along holding this rope, it's impossible for him to always be aware whether or not a little bit of rope is slipping out of his hand, and for him to always keep it bunched up in his hand, so therefore there's no issue if a little bit of rope comes out and is dangling out of his hand. However, mitzavar behema aser, have extra rope coming out of the neck of the animal is aser, shumitzoval shvises behemtoi kamayu, he's commanded on shvises behema just like himself. The same way that he's not allowed to do work, his animal is also not allowed to do work. Shnemar because the pasuk says, l'man yinuach sharcha v'chamercha kamaycha, and since he is able to make sure that the rope is not coming off of his animal's neck, he could wind it tightly or just not put too much rope on, so therefore it is a problem if there's extra rope coming out. Similarly, Tani was taught in Braisa, tefach miyadeh l'tzavar behema aser. If there's a tefach of rope in between his hand, meaning he's holding onto the rope, and there's a tefach in between him and the animal, that's asur, because that dangling rope is considered like a masui. Now, Reb Zeir, he tells us, miyadai asur, umitzavar behema, asur. Not only an asur to come out of his hand, it's also asur if there's extra rope coming out of the neck of the animal, and tefach miyadai litzavar behema, asur. Also, if there's a tefach worth of rope in between his hand and the neck of the animal, that's also asur. As a question is, vezu ishu mutar. So, what is permitted? How in the world is a person supposed to hold on to a rope that's attached to his animal if it seems to be there's always going to be an issue? Now, Reb Yechon bar Bar Mario, he explains, Manda Avid Tavos, if a person wants to do good, he wants to do what's proper. Nagid La Kadein Susius Arkaya, he shall pull the animal like these Arab horses, which are pulled directly by their collar that have no rope attached to them. And that's the best way to do it. And moving on to Halacha Dalad, continue to discuss this. The Mishnah says, In Chamor Yotzer Mudas, a donkey is not allowed to go out with a saddlecloth, Bizman She'enuk Shuruloi, if it's not tied to it, because it might fall off and then he's going to end up carrying it. Lamitas on Bez on top, Voloi Bezug, not with a bell around its neck, Avopishu Pakuk, even if it's plugged up and the clapper doesn't work, so it's not making noise, it's still a problem because this was done in order to make the animal more attractive in order to sell at the marketplace. And therefore, if he goes out like this, it's going to look like he's trying to sell it. It can't go out with his ladder on its neck. Now, this is not talking about a ladder that you use for climbing up a wall. It's referring to some sort of brace or contraption of sorts that prevented the animal from turning its neck to lick a wound that it had. It's not going to go with these straps on its feet. Sometimes when animals walk, their feet knock into each other and cause chafing and scraping. So in order to put these straps around it to prevent that, it can't go out with that either. Furthermore, in Hadatar and Golem Yotzim Chutin, chickens can't go out with these strings. That's for Simon, so that he can know it's his chicken. Voloi Bertsuish Raglayan, now with these straps on their feet, this prevents them from kicking stones and breaking things. Male donkeys can't go out with his wagon underneath their tail. Often their tail was so long it would scrape the floor. And in order to prevent this, a little contraption of a wagon of sorts on wheels was tied to their tail, and that lifted it up from the floor. They can't go out with this little wagon contraption. Rams can't go out. A calf can't go out with a gimon, which we'll explain in the Gemara what that is. A cow can't go out with hedgehog skin. Hedgehog is like a little mini porcupine. Skin has these sharp pricks, and the Gemara is going to explain why a cow would have something like that on it. It also can't go out with a strap in between its horns. And we end off with a story. The cow for Blazer ben Azariah did go out in the Rosh Hashanah with the strap in between its horns. This was not like the Ratzon of the Chachamim. So the Gemara begins by explaining the Mishnah. In Chamar Yotzer Medas v'chulu, Tani was taught in the Braisa, Avol Matayel Huba b'chatzer, that the donkey is allowed to walk around in a chatzer with a saddlecloth on it, even though it's not tied, and wouldn't have to be afraid it's going to go out to the Rosh Hashanah like that. Now, Rav Shmuel says, B'shem R'Zeira, Afol Inyan Ichov Kain, even in regards to a saddle, it's like this. And Tani was taught in the Braisa, Yotzer Hu Chamar B'Ichov Shalai, a donkey is allowed to go out with its saddle into the Rosh Hashanah, B'shvil L'chamamai, that's only if it's there for a warmth, meaning if it's apparent that the donkey's only wearing the saddle in order to keep it warm and not because you want to ride on it, so then it's totally fine. And in order to maintain this appearance, he has to be careful of the following. He's not allowed to tie the masruchi strap, which is a strap in the front of the animal, and that prevents the saddle from sliding backwards when it's going up a hill. And he's not allowed to lower the strap that's by its tail, meaning he's not allowed to tie the back strap, which prevents it from sliding forward when it's going down a hill, because if either of these straps are tied, then it looks like he wants to ride on it, and that would be usur. How are we supposed to understand Hilchas Shabbos? They're like mountains that are hanging by a strand, and you say the following? In other words, it's very challenging understanding the following things in regards to Hilchas Shabbos. What are these questions? So in this upcoming Gemara, we're not garish the word Viasvine. Question number one is, Ma bein sulam l'kishayshayis? What's the difference between this ladder that we mentioned in our Mishnah and kishayshayis? Sulam yesh by mamesh, kishayshayis ain by mamesh. This ladder is yesh by mamesh. We said in our Mishnah that the donkey can't go out with it, whereas kishayshayis is ain by mamesh. We learned that there's no problem for a donkey to go out with it. This is when a bone is broken, so it has a cast or a splint helping set it straight. That's not a problem for it to go out with on Shabbos. And the question is, what's the difference? Why not? So Rav Chanina, he answers, Ma ben kishayshayis l'kameya mumche? What's the difference between kishayshayis and expert kameya? Ditani, we have a brass that says, Asr l'behemel asus b'kameya mumche. An animal is not allowed to go out with a kameya mumche. It must be, the difference is, that one is just for the animal. The kishayshayis, this splint or this cast that's meant to fix the broken bone, is meant to help the animal, so there's no problem. But these other two things, a sulam or a kameya mumche, is also something for the owner, so it'd be considered a masui. And on to another difference, on Rav Dimi, he says, Ma ben kishayshayis la'ega chal gabe amakel. What's the difference between this kishayshayis, this splint or this cast, to a bandage which is on a wound? And to answer this question, we actually have another braisa. Istanay tani ein yaitzin b'kishayshayis, whereas istanay tani yaitzin. We have a braisa that tells us no going out with the kishayshayis. We have another braisa that tells us yes going out with it. And our Chibar Adi explains, Tanyun inon ma demar yaitzin b'kishayshayis yaitzin b'ega chal gabe amakel. The one that holds that an animal could go out with the kishayshayis, he holds that it could go out with the egoshal gabe maka, and there's actually no difference. It's both a type of bandage to help a wound heal. Whereas uman demar ein yotzin b'kishayshayis ein yotzin b'egoshal gabe maka, the one who holds that an animal cannot go out with the kishayshayis holds it can't go out with his bandage either, and so therefore these shittos are consistent, and there's no question. We continue explaining the Mishnah. males are not allowed to go with this little wagon underneath their tails. And why is that? Because it makes a ditch. Since these wagons were very small and they weren't properly made, the wheels didn't necessarily turn like a regular wagon's wheels do. Therefore, they would dig into the ground, making a ditch. And obviously, this tana holds the Davar Shein Mischavin is usur. This is clearly not like Rav Shimon, whom we've learned this shita before. The Davar Shein Mischavin is mutter. This is clearly not like him. But he didn't explain the Mishnah. The question is, what's this? So Rav Yehuda Amar, he explains, kippa shel tzemer, it's some sort of woolen covering for their head that's meant to keep them warm after all their wool is cut off. So since it's not absolutely necessary for the animal, it's not allowed to go out with it. And Rav Yosef says, b'shem Rav Chama bar Chanina, that actually chanunos is referring to something else. Iker hu ushma yechanuna, it's a root that comes from the ground, and its name is yechanuna. So chanunos means it's going out with this root called chanuna. What's done with it? So it's actually put in its nose to make it sneeze, and that gets out all the worms that are in its head. Now with this explanation, we have a follow-up. Rav Zeir Ba Kumi Rav Yosi, Rav Zeir asked him from Rav Yosi, Les Hada Amra, doesn't this tell us, Sha'asal Behema Lotzes B'Kameya Mumcha, that it would be usur for an animal to go out with a Kameya Mumcha? Both these things are for a Shmira, or for a healing. They're meant to help the animal, either this amulet, or this root that's put inside its nose. And if you're telling me that it can't go out with this root in its nose, that means it can't go out with a Kameya Mumcha either. So Mamma Ralph on top, Amrle, he told him, and yes, Bavloya the Kamta Le, you Babylonian. Rav Zeir originally came from Bavel, so he's called the Babylonian. You have grasped the truth of the matter, meaning yes, you have completely understood this, and your comment is right on the mark. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow and continue to explain the Mishnah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.